Congratulations, your gift of a new day is here. Ready to live it big? You're listening to the Big Life Devotional Podcast. Now, here's Pamela to get you fired up for all God has available for you today.
Well, good morning, beautiful. Welcome to a brand new day of life. Gosh, I am so excited to get to help you start this day right. Coming to you once again from Bali, spending the entire month exploring Bali. Let me tell you, yesterday was quite the adventure. We went whitewater rafting in Bali. Then we went on an ATV tour that was probably the most thrilling, risky, exciting thing I have ever done. We were riding through caves and tunnels and down sides of cliffs and back up the sides of cliffs. It was invigorating. I have found when life takes your breath away, you tend to breathe in life deeper. And I was just breathing in life so deep yesterday in Bali, having such an adventure. Also, during my time in Bali, I've been studying this week the book of Exodus. And you may have noticed that we've been doing a lot of scripture from the book of Exodus this week. We're hanging out once again today in the book of Exodus. The title of today's episode of the Big Life Devotional Podcast is What God is Doing. God uses hardened hearts for His glory. Right now, in your life, someone has a hardened heart. Someone isn't listening. Someone is making life ridiculously hard. And you're asking God why. Like, why won't they change? Why won't they open their eyes and see the path they're on and the destruction it's leading to? Why won't they stop? May our questions change from why to what? What is God doing here? What is He aligning for His glory? What good plan does He have aligned through this? In Exodus, we read of the Egyptian king with the hardened heart. His name is Pharaoh. And God not only allowed Pharaoh's hardened heart, but He orchestrated it for a greater purpose. Exodus 7 verse 3, the Lord says, "But I will harden Pharaoh's heart and multiply my signs and wonders in the land of Egypt." God's power would be seen through the condition of Pharaoh's hardened heart. One hardened heart would be used to prove God's protection, provisions, and personal involvement for over 2 million Israelites. The Lord told His servant Moses to go to Pharaoh and demand the Israelites be set free from slavery in Egypt. But God had planned for Pharaoh to refuse. The question isn't why, God, but the question is what, God? What are you doing through this? What God was doing was bigger than the problem being faced. The problem was slavery in Egypt and a leader who refused to let them go. And no doubt that sucks. Their work was hard. Their life was unfair. But God was getting personally involved. What God was doing through this hardship was more than a temporary relief. It was a show of His glory and power that no one could deny. My sister, God is getting personally involved in your hardship. He's heard your cries. His relief will not be temporary here. It will be an undeniable show of His power involved in the details of your problems, and God will receive all the glory. Girl, get ready to give Him glory. Each time Pharaoh refused to let God's people go, God's power showed up in the form of a plague on the Egyptians. But the Israelites were protected. First, all the water turned to blood. Second, they were invaded by frogs. And Pharaoh promised to set the Israelites free if Moses would appeal to God and take the problems away. So Moses cries out to God for help, and God miraculously intervened and removed the problems. And then guess what happened? Void of the problems, Pharaoh quickly returned to his old ways. Exodus 8, verse 15 says, "But when Pharaoh saw there was relief, he hardened his heart and he would not listen." Plague after plague, it happened. Horrible things happened to Pharaoh and the Egyptians, and he would promise to let the Israelites go. But as soon as God made the problem go away, Pharaoh would change his mind and return to his hardened heart. And through it all, God was not at all surprised, nor was God stopped or limited. God's power showed up all the more, and God's glory grew and grew. God works through hardened hearts and bad decisions and hardships. This is the stage for his power to be displayed. This is where God does what only God can. This is where we will know it is God who saved us. So there's a hardened heart that's making a mess for you. Talk to God about that. Ask for his involvement. Ask for his mercy. Ask for second chances, third chances, 47th chances for the one with the hardened heart. Don't stop asking. God's power will not stop. There is no limit to what he can do. But know this, when hearts won't change, God's power will not stop. Be like Moses and continue to seek God's intervention in the situation. Moses witnessed God's miracles through every plague brought onto Egypt, and he was even personally involved in these miracles. And God's people had unbelievable proof of his power in their lives, undeniable proof. And God received glory. Glory for the bloody water, glory for the frogs, glory for the gnats and flies and locusts, glory for the boils, glory for the hail, glory for the darkness, and glory for the protection of his people's livestock and families. It was all around God's people, but his people were protected. It's all around you right now, isn't it? But you will be protected. See God working here. Keep your heart soft to the ways of the Lord. Don't grow tired of how he miraculously causes the sun to rise for you each morning. Don't grow unimpressed by his breath that fills your lungs and gives you life. Don't grow numb to his works all around you. Sometimes God allows the hardships so we continue to look to him. But aren't we just like Pharaoh? We believe when we need to, but we quickly return to old ways when the problems go away. Exodus 9:34 says, "When Pharaoh saw that the rain and the hail and the thunder had ceased, he sinned again and he hardened his heart." Lord, don't let us return to our sin when things get easier again. Don't let us take your miracles for granted. Keep our hearts turned towards you, even when times are sweet and we're surrounded by goodness. And when times are hard, may we change our questioning from "Why, God?" to "What, God? What are you doing? What miracles do you want me to see? What changes do you want me to make? What glory can I offer you?" God works through hardened hearts and harsh conditions. He works through the things we wish we could avoid and the things we can't make go away. He works through the ordinary and he works through the extraordinary. This is all a stage for God's greatest works in your life, and he wants you to see what he is doing. Today, I pray that you change your "Why, God?" to "What, God?" What are you doing here, God? What are you doing in this mess? What are you doing in this hardship? What are you doing, God, with this person whose heart is hardened? What are you doing, God? And may you see what he's doing and remember to give him the glory. Can I pray with you today? Come on, join me right now. Well, good morning, Papa God. Thanks for waking us up today. Thank you, God, for your faithfulness to us, for just offering us another chance. Lord, we come here seeking your mercy. God, we bring those to you whose hearts have grown hardened. Lord, they're just on a bad path, and they're making messes. They're making messes for themselves. They're making messes for us. And Lord, I ask for your mercy once again for those hardened hearts. I pray that you would be near, that you would be real, that your glory would be seen. I pray that you would use us in the process, Lord. I pray that through it all, we would just remain close to you and remain faithful, and we would give you the glory. I thank you, God, for how you are working in all things, in the hard times and in the ridiculously sweet times, in the ordinary and in the extraordinary. Lord, I just thank you that you have good plans through it all. I pray, Lord, that as times are sweet, we wouldn't forget you. I pray that our hearts wouldn't grow hardened again. I thank you for all the times you have had such mercy and grace on us when our hearts were hardened, when we were wrong. I thank you, God, that you never give up on us. And I pray that you wouldn't give up on the one who has a hardened heart right now. I pray for your protection over your people. I pray for your provisions. And I just thank you so very much for all you are doing, for your power that is at work. And I pray that we do give you the glory that you deserve. It is in the name of Jesus. Amen. Ah, my friends, thank you so much for joining me today. I sure do love our time together. What you say we do it again tomorrow? I love you wildly. Goodbye, everybody.
You were created for a big life. We'll help you do it. Join us each weekday for a new Big Life devotional podcast. If you're ready to dive into the Big Life way of living, visit our website at biglifehq.com.